As we finish off the bottom 10 of the Earshot 20 today, we will check in, as we always do, with a good friend, Callum Slingerland, over at Exclaim on Bloor Street, Canada's Music Authority. Are we still Canada's Music Authority, Callum?
I'd like to hope so, Aaron. You tell me.
Yeah, I think you definitely are. 100,000 readership across the country, the only free monthly music magazine in this great, vast, wide nation. And Callum, you've got some news updates for us today, and a pick of the week at the very end. But first off the top, possibly the most important and looked forward to book to come out for Canadians that were alive and well in the 90s, it's on the horizon.
The Big Shiny Tunes compilation series, of course, is beloved by a certain demographic of Canadian listeners, and this new book will focus on the release that started it all way back in 1996. The book is called Shine and was written by Canadian music journalist Mark Teo, and it will focus on what he calls a, quote, important, underrepresented, and without a doubt hilarious chapter in Canadian music. For those uninitiated, the original comp put tracks from the likes of Sloan, I Mother Earth, and Moist, alongside Marilyn Manson, Foo Fighters, and Radiohead. You can find pre-order details for Shine at exclaim.ca.
My favorite on number one was God Save the Queen of New Orleans. Is that what that song was? I think it was. Number two, a full lineup released for River and Sky, and we're going to see the Pac AD, Chad Van Galen, who else?
Festival season is, of course, starting to kick back into gear, and if you're looking to get away to the wilds of Northern Ontario for River and Sky, their 10th anniversary edition will also feature Daniel Romano, Bernice, Walrus, and many more who joined the previously announced Born Ruffians, Shred Kelly, Operators, Chad Van Galen, and the Pac AD, as you mentioned, Michael Rault, and Land of Talk. You can find full festival info at exclaim.ca.
And Mitski has released a nude video.
Having recently come off tour alongside Lord, Mitski has teed up a new full-length LP titled Be the Cowboy. It arrives August 17th and is said to find the singer-songwriter penning tunes from a perspective of, quote, a very controlled, icy, repressed woman who is starting to unravel. You can, of course, head to exclaim.ca to hear what that sounds like by checking out a video for first single Geyser.
Charlotte Day Wilson was Aaron and my first Exclaim pick of the week way back when, but showing now why she's so special in the music world today.
Wilson is the 2018 recipient of the Prism Prize, which is an annual award celebrating the best Canadian music video of the year. Her video for the song Work was awarded the grand prize. Both Wilson and director Fantavious Fritz have announced they will donate part of the $15,000 prize money to a women's shelter and use the rest to create a one-time music video grant for female directors. Fritz told Toronto's Now magazine that people have already reached out about potentially contributing more to the grant. Of course, you can visit exclaim.ca to revisit the song's powerful visuals.
That's a great idea. And next up, because you can't, you won't, and you probably don't stop.
The Beastie Boys have announced a 592-page memoir simply titled Beastie Boys Book. The tome arrives October 30th and was authored by surviving members Mike D. and Ad Rock and features contributions from Amy Poehler, Spike Jonze, Wes Anderson, and more. Earlier this year, Mike D. had said the title would be unlike any other music book, and he is absolutely right, judging by a list of extras that are set to be included with this thing. Those who get the book have been promised rare photos, original illustrations, a cookbook, graphic novel, mixtape playlists, and, quote, many more surprises. Knowing them, it'll be interesting to see what they have up their sleeves.
And after guesting on Money Trees with Kendrick Lamar, it's J-Rock's turn to have Candy feature for him.
They are both out on the road as part of TDE's championship tour right now, but that hasn't prevented them from dropping off some new heat. J-Rock has delivered a new single titled Win ahead of his third full-length LP, which features ad-libs from Lamar. The track also features a Canadian connection in that it was co-produced by Boy Wanda, who worked alongside producer Vinyls. J-Rock's third album has yet to get a title and concrete release date, but he previously released King's Dead alongside Kendrick and Future, which appeared back on the Black Panther soundtrack.
Wonder if he's still in the street with a heater under his dungarees, or maybe he wears different clothes now. Our song pick of the week, Callum.
Song pick of the week this week comes to us from Courtney Barnett with Sunday Roast. This one closes her most recent LP, Tell Me How You Really Feel, and features her playing around with song structures, which you can hear in the track's reserved verses before an uplifting outro kicks in. Highly recommend giving Tell Me How You Really Feel a listen when you have a free moment, but for now, here's Sunday Roast from Courtney Barnett on the Earshot 20.
Don't come with your arms swinging. got a front row seat. It's all the same to me. I spend a lot of my time doing a whole lot of nothing. I know you're doing your best. I think you're doing just fine. I know it's been a long week, and now you're taking your time. Some kindness goes around, some kind of backfires. It's all the same to me. Ignore that voice, it puts you down. Choice, I'm here for you. It's all the same to me. I got a lot on my mind, but I don't know how to say it. I know you're doing your best. I think you're doing just fine.
We talked about this next artist weeks ago, you and I, Aaron, but Soons is at number 9, down from 4 on the Earshot 20. And Aaron, I know exactly why they fell down to 9 from 4. Do you know why?
I don't know why.
Because on Saturday night, they were supposed to be playing with Ariel Pink at the Commodore in Vancouver, and the tickets were $50, and they were not the only artist not named Ariel Pink on that bill that ended up not playing that bill, but people were unable to reclaim their tickets that they had, to refund their tickets that they had purchased just to see Soons and not Ariel Pink. So that happened actually the week after they dropped from 9 to 4. So that's probably not the reason. Probably not the reason. Sorry, Aaron?
Controversial.
I don't, yeah, maybe, probably not. Soons, great artist. Secret City, the record. This is a self-recorded record by Soons after working with Besnard Lake's Jace Lasik for a good chunk of stuff.
Yeah.
5 to number 8, Yamantaka Sonic Titan, with their album Dirt on Paperbag Records. I really love this album. I love this band. I think we've talked about it a few times. It's been on the charts for a while. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's great stuff. I love playing it on my show. I love playing it on the Earshot 20. Since it's, you know, I started listening to their records around 2011 when it was, again, charting on Earshot. But just experimental, it's emotional, it's angry, and it's pleasing. It's, you know, not what you would call accessible music, but it's got sections that are very, very, very expressive, very, very exciting to listen to. So Yamantaka Sonic Titan, thumbs up for being still in the top 10 after, let's see, this one, how long has it been in the top 20 now? Or not in the top 20, but on the charts? Since March 13th, since they let it out. And this week, oh, wow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. They appeared on 15 total charts, including number 3 on the Earshot Loud chart. And number 8 overall on the top 50, as they are right now, down from 5, Yamantaka, Sonic Titan, Paperbag Records from Tirana.
We'll be right back.
Do you know that one?
What, the song you're whistling?
Yeah.
No.
It's Redbone by Childish Gambino.
Okay, come on.
Do you know Peach Kelly Pop?
Peach Kelly Pop's from Ottawa.
Tell me about Peach Kelly Pop, Aaron.
So Peach Kelly Pop is a one-woman act who often plays with other people or not. Originally from Ottawa, now lives in L.A. What else can I tell you? She plays in an Ottawa and beyond popular band called The White Wires. So that's kind of where I first heard of her. And then she went on to form Peach Kelly Pop, which is her solo project outside of that, sometime around 2009. And it's, you know, whatever, led her to a successful music career in L.A., and I'm really happy for her. She's back in Ottawa, though, June 15th, playing two shows, one at 10 p.m. and one at 12:45 a.m. for Ottawa Explosion in June.
And, Aaron, would you call the title of the record, are these homonyms? Are they...
Which?
Yeah, those are homonyms? Sound
homonyms,
the same?
Yep.
Sound the
yep.
same, mean something different. Which is which? The Wicked Witch of the West, the Wonderful Witch of the North, Glinda, who knows? On Mint Records, Peach Kelly Pop. Number 7, she's halved her space from the number 1 spot, going from 14 up to 7 on the year's shot 20. Telephone Explosion. Beyond Triple XL is the record, and Freak Heat Waves, just the staying power of this record is pretty shocking.
The charts since before the album came out. Like, it came out April 6th, but it was on the charts before then.
Yeah, February 13th was the first week, and it was on 3 stations' charts. I mean, it's shocking. Abbotsford, we also did our best to help them out there. But I guess maybe they're the new Bahamas on the charts? Just going to be there forever and ever and ever?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Freak Heat Waves on the Earshot 20, number 6, up from 8. number five, up from seven. A former number one on these charts. The record is Room Inside the World. The label is Royal Mountain. This is one of two Royal Mountain records in the top 20 and three in the top 30. Royal Mountain. I'm not going to tell you about that 30. You're going to have to research it and find it yourself. But Ott, with Room Inside the World, the Ian Curtis sounding vocal project that has been taking Canada by storm. Number five on the Earshot charts.
Didn't I say to you not to race it? It was never gonna stay. It was never gonna stay here. You're like the moon in a basket of wheat. You rose out of the roses right under my mouth. And if I would cry from this petty little town, shine back, we will notice, though you never owed us. So passionately painted creatures were met to descend from the bleachers without much more than a promise. Well, you got it in your guts, stinking. I could taste it in your paint when you left and when you came. And I could remark upon that old feeling, but that won't make it remarkable feeling. Didn't I taste it, feel it, and know in so many ways, so many ways. The feel of your honey in the corner of my mouth, like a loop around the block, like a shadow in your notebook. Oh, come on, it's based in rhyme, doesn't matter. Now we pause the tape for some laughter. I won't accept the conceit any further. I will return to you. I turned to him, okay, and in it we drove all night. And you smiled so much, you got creases on your face, the kind that give you grace. And I try to keep cool regardless of what I know to be true. I know to be true. You got good timing and you listen blindly. You're a street fighter.
you're preoccupied with what this next band is going to be able to do with their new album called New Material on Flemish Eye, you wouldn't be the only one. I think there's a lot of people who are interested in the trajectory of this band. Aaron, is this making sense to you?
You mean interested from who they were to who they are?
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of controversy surrounding this band and a lot of expectation. Of course, the original project that Preoccupations, formerly Viet Cong, came out of was Women. And in about 2008 or 9, the self-titled album did some really exciting things internationally. No?
Yes.
Bit. Yeah. So, I mean, and then, of course, we know that the Women broke up after their second record, Public Strain, and got back together, or not got back together, but members formed Viet Cong, who was, I would say, wildly successful upon the release of their first record. However, the name Viet Cong proved to be, you know, to some degree, obviously, somewhat problematic for a lot of people. So, I mean, just the fact that they're back as a new band, this is their second record as Preoccupations. And from what I understand, touring, they've kind of scaled down the size of venue they're playing, at least throughout the States. I think last time they were at the Rickshaw here in Vancouver, or nearby to where I am in Vancouver. But Preoccupations, down from two... at number four this week with New Material, and a band that I think everybody's kind of eyebrow raised, just waiting to see what happens in the next few years and if they can kind of get past the I don't know if you want to call it the stereotype or the stigma of that name that they started out with. And perhaps Preoccupations as a title, as a name, is kind of a reference to the fact that people will be preoccupied with that story, but I could be completely wrong about that.
I think there's something there.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, well, we'll see if we can talk to the Flagels or whoever and get some confirmation on that. I'm sure we can't. But, hey, let's listen to Preoccupations, number four on the Earshot 20. Do you know this band at number three, Aaron?
Sloan? Sorry, I just put food in my mouth.
Oh, it's okay. I don't know if I know this band at number three. Their record is titled 12. I imagine that means it's their 12th album. That's a lot of records.
Come on now.
What?
Sloan. It's the 12th album from the iconic 1990s indie pop darlings. You know them.
Named after Sloan Peterson from the Ferris Bueller's Day Out masterpiece. Did you know that, Aaron?
I didn't know that.
You didn't know? Have you seen Ferris Bueller?
Yes.
Well, Sloane Peterson is the girlfriend of Ferris Bueller, and that's who they're named after. Murder Records, famously, if you've been following Canadian music for the past 15, 20 years, yeah, famously, Sloane runs Murder Records. The Halifax natives are back with their 12th album. Have you seen Sloane many times ever before, Aaron?
You know what's funny is I was a fan in the 90s and didn't see them until they played Arboretum 2 years ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So well after their best before date, you would say. Now I'm teasing. Sloan's one of those bands, if you grew up as a Canadian music lover, they've taken a lot of twists and turns. They have some of the greatest songs ever written by a Canadian band and played on the radio or television. The Good and Everyone... basically, that whole era of Sloan was brilliant. Coax Me, just some classic songs. I started this section off, this segment off singing If It Feels Good, Do It. That's the only time I saw Sloan, Aaron. It was apparently the debut of that song, If It Feels Good, Do It, on Matthew Good's Hard Liquor and Handguns tour in 2000 or 2001 or 2002. It was Treble Charger, Sloan, Matthew Good, and a little-known band named Copyright. Do you remember that Copyright band, Aaron?
I don't remember Copyright.
Let the Rock Machine Roll.
Well, then that's why I don't remember them.
No, well, it was okay. He had leather pants. It was a fun show. Also, only time I've seen Matthew Good live, which you know, in high school was a huge deal for me. But Sloan Treble Charger and Matthew Good, Aaron, that's like the Canadian festival to end all Canadian festivals in 2002, yeah?
It's true, yeah. Treble Charger. That's awesome.
Right? That was the American Psycho era, so... Although they did play Red, so that made it a little better than if I had just had to watch them play American Psycho. Because boy, did they ever take a shift, that Treble Charger band, Aaron. Just kind of still boggles the mind why did he start singing? What happened to him? Like, what... Why is this band just like a different band? And the Simple Plan also exists now. I don't get it. It was shocking to most of us, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This isn't just like Aaron Levy pretending like he knows what's going on. Like, everybody was recognizing this at the time with Treble Charger, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think you're right.
Now Sloan, a little different. They've had a number of different kind of eras in their career. Following If It Feels Good, Do It, they had some hits like The Other Man, remember that?
Yes.
Famously, potentially, about singer-songwriter Chris Murphy's potential relationship with a singer who potentially might have been Feist, I don't know. That's what some of the rumors were at the time. The Other Man. Then remember that song, The Rest of My Life to Settle Down. Well, I guess that I'm just lying to myself. You remember that one?
Yes, but I like it better when you sing it.
Well, yeah, right. I wasn't a fan of those eras of Sloan. Peter Bradley, former station manager of CFRU, we actually interviewed Jay Ferguson from Sloan in the CFRU music library for about 2 hours. In about 2006 and 2005, I felt like it was appropriate to ask him about the changes in their career, and I basically asked why they sold out, and I mean that's not thinking about it later. I am talking about the fact that these records have changed. You know, it's not Money City Maniacs all the time, or Underwhelmed, or The Lines You Meant necessarily, but. But who am I to criticize what kind of records they're putting out? And I did so in a very aggressive way at the time. And then actually this past winter, when I saw Nardwuar in Toronto for the Video Vault, Jay Ferguson was there, and I was able to apologize for my rudeness.
Oh, my God, I bet he loved it.
He didn't care. He clearly was like, please just stop talking to me now. I'm just trying to get Chris so we can leave. But he didn't say that. He was very polite, really nice guy. Pretended I hadn't insulted him over a decade ago.
He may have let it go.
Certainly didn't remember, so I don't think, letting it go is a moot point.
Yeah.
But their new album, 12, on the Earshot 20, up 3 from 6, it's the classic Canadian pop singer-songwriter Sloan. And I got to think that it's me singing about a month and a half, 2 months ago, Boats Appear from this song on the Earshot 20 that is keeping it in the number 2 spot. Up from 3, Aaron Flynn, Nap Eyes, still there with I'm Bad Now on You've Changed Records.
I'm glad this one's hanging on. Like I've said a bunch of times before, I really like Nap Eyes. I like the singer Nigel's voice and his delivery style. It's a great band. I'm rooting for them.
And an album, the Cascade Student Newspaper next door to the radio station here at UFV, they're banging it out all the time. Loving listening to Nap Eyes in the studio, in the production room when they're doing it. Kind of one of those albums that people are liking that you didn't expect they were going to catch on to, right?
I think Nap Eyes is kind of that band. Like a sleeper band. You don't know you love them, but you love them.
And people are getting it. People are picking it up, too, that you maybe didn't think would be, scouring the Earshot charts for a great new singer-songwriter. There's got to be some interview he did somewhere that got a lot of people really interested in the band. Or a performance on some show or something. I don't know. You know what I mean, Aaron?
Yeah, so now I have some homework to do to find that out, I guess.
What was it? Who knows? And number two, Nap Eyes from I'm Bad Now. spot on the Earshot charts. This is the other Royal Mountain band on the Earshot 20. This week, it's In a Poem Unlimited. And Aaron, your favorite artist on the Earshot 20 this week, or just one of the best?
Oh, there's a lot of good albums and artists here, so I don't want to say my favorite, but I do really enjoy U.S. Girls. I like Meg, and I like this album. I have been rocking it nonstop, and I guess everyone else has, because it's sitting pretty at number one.
And a feature with U.S. Girls from on earshot-online.com. Aaron, you didn't do that feature, did you?
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's just the April. It's just the feature in general. It's not actually a feature of U.S. Girls, is it?
I don't know.
No. It doesn't. I'm looking at the top of the Earshot 20 page, or the earshot-online.com page. Maybe that should be edited, because it missed. I don't know. U.S. Girls. Aaron, what do you want to hear from In a Poem Unlimited to signify their week again at number one of the top?
Okay, let me look at the track listing. Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah. One, Mississippi. Two, okay, Mississippi.
I don't do well with pressure. Panic. You.
Hey, guess what? You're going to edit this afterwards, so it can be whatever you want.
I really like this album, actually. Nice. Incidental Boogie is a full song. Yeah.
Incidental Boogie.
Yeah.
On the Earshot 20, U.S. Girls in the number one spot for the second week in a row. Royal Mountain's best on the Earshot 20.
Stop.